Hello, this is Joseph Tame in Tokyo. It's 34 minutes past midnight on Saturday, the 11th of December 2009. And I'm thinking about superiority this evening. One thing that I don't like is how the idea that others you are superior to others or others are superior to you has been promoted in society. I try to think of times in my life as a child or as a teenager when this idea of other people being superior to yourself has been promoted. And of course in school you've got the teacher and things, you've got exams, you've got other people doing better than you, and then you've got university, people getting better degrees, people getting better jobs, and somehow that making them superior to you. But I know it's taken me a very long time, I'm 31 now, but it's only now that I'm really starting to appreciate that in fact no one is superior to me. And I'm not superior to anyone else. I think I better add that second bit. Thank you. Yes. But seriously, because now I've had a chance. I mean, I'm only 31. I know I'm still relatively young, and there are people, of course, with a lot more life experience than myself. But I have now had a chance to observe people, to observe adults over the past, for example, 5 to 10 years, who I in the past regarded as superior to me, who somehow had magic powers, who were successful in business or successful in life in ways that I wasn't and didn't know how to be. And people who have told me about their plans, about they're going to do X, Y, and Z and being extremely successful. And in actual fact, they haven't, mainly because they haven't acted on their words. And also, of course, I've been fortunate to actually work with people who have been very successful, who have carried out their, acted on their dreams and their goals, and who have achieved their goals and have, you know, created incredible things and really done a lot of good for the world. And what I see through working with such people is that they are not superior to me. The only difference is they are acting. They are actually doing A, B, and C and achieving their goals. So they're not using any magic power. They're not superior. They're simply, instead of watching TV or, you know, whatever, they're putting their effort, their energy, their time every day into step by step working towards their goals, and then naturally they achieve them. There's no secret to it. I know I've talked about this before, but it really is, you know, you can understand these things. I've understood these things for a long time, but it takes a while to really accept these things and to make them a fundamental part of the way that you deal with life and the way that you look upon others and therefore the way that you look upon yourself. And I know I still have a way to go with this, to get over these issues I have at times with other feeling that others are superior to me. It really is fascinating and it's very comforting because I think for many years myself and probably many other people have gone through life feeling that I'm not good enough or that others are better than me, and it's simply not the case. It's just that, you know, they have many faults as well, just as I do. Really, it's ridiculous. This whole idea of superiority is thoroughly and utterly ridiculous. And of course, that sounds like common sense, but to actually know it, to believe it, to actually live your life with that as a kind of core value, that knowledge as a core value, is pretty tough. Anyway, 5 minutes is up. Thank you very much for listening. I'm going to go and have a bath. So goodbye from Tokyo.